I'm Chris.
This is Will.
I'm Patrick.
I screwed it up.
You messed it
up. I messed it up.
He was going to... And we're guys with issues. He was going to go, this is Patrick.
This is Patrick.
So then you had to go, and I'm Will.
I'm so used to saying this is, or hearing this is Will.
I know. So you said this is, and you said Will automatically.
Automatically.
We almost had him.
We did.
But he was quick.
He was.
Yep.
But you didn't say guys with issues.
No, I didn't. You're the last guy is supposed to say it, aren't they?
Yeah. I was just hoping so used you to would. You. I was hoping you'd say it. Dang it. Oh.
Dang it.
Oh. So we got him a little.
Who did?
Oh, that was fun.
Yeah.
Patrick and I planned that on our lunch today.
We did.
Yeah, it takes both of us trying to get you. Yes. Oh, you know, this is, can we peek behind the curtain? We have to do a meta moment. A meta moment brought to you by, I hate to admit this, but I'm going to on air. You ready?
Yes.
Do it.
So, for all of you who listened to last week's issue, the beginning's not real.
Oh, that's
it's
what
a lie.
Doing. Okay.
So, it actually messed up. So, a bunch of stuff was chopped. We lost some of the banter in the beginning. Hopefully, most of you didn't think anything of it. Some of you might have gone like, oh, that sounded like an intro from a couple weeks ago. And we missed the beginning of Patrick's explanation to his Water Lantern Festival. But I cheated it enough, I think everybody, I think people probably didn't notice. So if you noticed, good on you. And if you didn't notice, good on me. But we did accidentally cut out the Chris remove his gum part. So here you go.
Oh, wow.
I was going to ask you before we started, but I'm like, we might as well keep it on air.
Might as well keep it going.
Get it out.
Wow.
Chris ripping his gums out.
Hey, I'm just setting it up for the Patreon, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The gum removal level.
Well, I have gum removal.
I think that got cut. I think our whole thing joking about the Patreon levels.
Probably.
Got cut, too, because we had
sense,
that.
Yeah.
Oh, dang it.
Oh, dang it.
Damn it. What were you saying, Will? What levels?
Because we got, the gum removal. We have the throat clearing.
Okay, yeah. Throat clearing.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
We have Patrick's beard mic scratches.
Darn
that
right
we
do.
That would be a good
that's one. That's top tier right there.
Dude.
Because I'm worth it.
I like that you're like, it's not the beards, it's me.
It's me.
I liked that. That was good.
Yeah.
I like that. You need to talk like that more often.
Darn Skippy.
You do it. I support that.
Okay.
I love you.
We will endorse that behavior. Good job.
Yes. Positive reinforcement.
Darn right.
So, did you guys do anything this week? You got any chattery? What about you, Bantaman? You didn't do anything, did you?
I actually
you did, though.
Went and saw a play.
Yeah.
Ooh.
On Friday night.
Oh, you saw two theater productions.
Yeah, but I'm not going to talk about that one until next week.
Oh. Why?
Because then I don't have anything to talk about next week.
Okay, so how was your play? What was it?
It was Matilda.
The orphan girl?
No, she's not orphaned.
No?
No, she has horrible parents.
She has horrible
parents. That don't want her to read.
That's right.
Right. Ugh. So I've never actually seen that movie, by the way.
Either production.
No.
Mm.
So that was the first. Like, I had heard about it. I was like, yes, Matilda, that rings a bell. But I had no idea.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Did you like the story or the production more, do you think? Like, what did
probably
you enjoy?
The
story?
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. It was a good production, but it was...
You enjoyed it as what it was.
It was a community theater production, so...
Was it back at the Round Barn?
No, it was up at the Lerner.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Which, I mean, it was good. They did a great job. I'm not saying they didn't,
But I know.
I'm sure.
You said it was the same group that did your Peter Pan that you went to see?
Mm-hmm. And the person who played Tinkerbell was the main lead, Matilda, in this one. And she killed it. She killed it.
You had mentioned how good the actor for Hook was in Peter Pan. Was he in this?
I'm not positive if because he was. Because of
makeup and things like that. Yeah, that's understandable. You can't always recognize people.
Yeah, if he was, he would have been the father, but I'm not positive he was.
You're like, if he was. Is it Elkhart Civic Theater that does that at the Lerner?
I think
Do you know?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay, I just wondered. I have a friend who's acted with them.
That's fun.
Yeah, I've seen a few productions of theirs. They did years and years ago. They did a really good Beauty and the Beast production.
Yeah. I also don't have any streaming services that stream Matilda.
Because it's on Netflix, I think, right?
No, it's not even there.
It used to be. The
musical is there, but not the original movie.
Really? Yep. It's not on
anything? It's not on anything. I would have to purchase it if I wanted to. And I didn't like it that much.
Nope. And I've seen it enough times to tell you. Probably not worth it.
Right.
Somebody listening probably disagrees with me. Because you know somebody loves it. Somebody does. Whatever. I love the one with Danny DeVito as the dad.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm sure that happens.
All I think of when you say Matilda is someone took... Apparently there's like a scene where all the kids are dancing through like this orphanage or something. And like someone took the music away and replaced it with like heavy metal and it fits. Like the beat and everything.
Was that Matilda or was that Oliver Twist?
I think it was Matilda because she has the red hat.
She does.
Right?
Okay. Sure. Yeah.
In the movie, I believe.
But like in the movie,
it would have been, it's like, a prep school.
Then it probably would have been a school.
Is it a school?
Yeah, it's a school.
I don't know.
In Matilda, it's a school. I know. See, on stage and in a musical, if you're only seeing a scene and it's a bunch of children in hallways and classroom kind of settings, it could be an orphanage or a school.
That's true.
I didn't know. I've never watched it either. So I had no idea if it was like an orphanage, a school. Like, I don't know.
Well, now you know.
I can tell you both don't have children.
But your wife loves Matilda, doesn't she?
Yes. I believe she enjoys it. She is the one that introduced our children to it. Mm. She's probably the one that introduced me to it.
It could be.
That's probably true.
No. I just have this one vague memory of your wife being like, oh, I love Matilda.
Probably. I don't know.
I don't have one of those.
A vague memory? Do you have a very sharp memory of it?
I don't have any memory of your wife saying, I love Matilda.
Well, I don't know if I do either. But you saying that makes me, and knowing that she's the one that showed it to Cora,
yeah,
I know that she is the one that enjoyed that. So
there you go.
Was that your only thing?
That was my only thing.
Wow. But it was a fun time.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Did you go out to eat or anything around the play? Before, after?
I went to the Mexican restaurant here in town before.
Oh, well, yeah, where we went today.
Yes.
You went yesterday?
Yes.
Because you have to support the best local restaurants.
That is true.
Yep.
I also heard a rumor that somebody's thinking about putting a third Mexican restaurant here.
That is foolish.
I can't fathom. We need something other than Mexican restaurants here.
I think that I don't understand that pattern. Like, it'll be like, oh, there's a Chinese takeout place? Let's put another Chinese takeout. Like,
and now everybody knows where I live.
Do you want me to beep it out?
Maybe.
Okay, let me know if you change your mind. Or remind me because I listen back. So I'm reminding myself. Thanks, Christopher.
Thanks, future Chris. Or past Christopher.
Past Chris has your back, future Chris.
Perfect.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's really all I've done.
That's not bad, though.
Technically, that's not true, but that's fine. I'll hear about it next week.
Yeah, because you got to have something.
That's because we're recording so late this week.
Yeah, for all of you who pay attention to when we talk about when we record, and you were like, don't those guys usually do it in the beginning to middle of the week? Today is Friday.
Yep.
So, it's the end of the week already.
It's not the latest we've ever recorded
something. It is not. That is true.
It is not, because we've definitely drawn like a almost 24-hour line on that one before. But we did it.
We did it.
Yeah. Because we love you, listener. We do it for you. Really, though, we do.
We do.
We do it for you, listener.
And you know who you are.
Yeah. I can practically see Christoph hugging himself. We weren't.
Though, doesn't he listen to this while he drives? Don't do that.
Yeah. At least a one-handed hug.
Pat on the back, man. Just pat yourself on the back.
Now I'm picturing Patrick on Christoph's back. It's a pat on the back.
Poor Christoph.
That needs to be a shirt now. Pat on the back.
But what it is
put it on a shirt.
It's Patrick's face, like a on cartoon
your back.
Face.
Sure.
On, pat like, on the back.
On like the back shoulder.
And it just says pat on the back in the front.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. That is there a good we go. One. Yeah. Man. Mm-hmm. What about you, Wilhelm? You got anything?
Not really. I hurt myself earlier this week.
You hurt yourself.
Yeah, I twinged my back a bit.
So what'd you do?
I was mowing my yard, and I tried to like keep it going and do multiple things at the same time, and it ended in pain and failure.
Oh, no. That's not good at
you're
all.
You're starting to get older. That's what that means.
Probably.
You're like, I'm almost 30.
I need to stretch a little more.
Oh. By the way, I thought you said mowing me yard.
Mowing me yard?
I was like, he's going pirate on us. Did you hear it too, Patrick? I just had to know if it was just gonna
No, that. I didn't hear it, but that's hilarious.
I was mowing me yard.
Hi, yes. I was swabbing the deck.
You also said didn't you say that like you hurt yourself last weekend or so you were sore or something? Wasn't that last weekend?
Oh, I was helping our friend who lives one street over from Patrick paint.
And you didn't even come over.
No, I actually looked. I don't know if you were home because I think I can see her.
Usually people don't know if I'm home.
That's true. Because you have a garage.
Yes.
Yes. But it was late by the time I left. So I'm like, he's definitely asleep or...
Yeah, I heard that you were forced to paint like ceilings and stuff.
Yeah, I painted.
Which means you were stretched out.
Yeah. So I don't know if that could have set me up for...
For the mowing.
Failure. Pain.
Pain. Loss of like, pain. Yeah, I'll fong you. If you know what quote that's from, email us at
guys. I do.
At longbox@guyswithissues.com.
Well, it sounds like you have to email us.
I'll phone you.
But yeah, pain. I painted the ceiling and a hallway, a living room. I had to do it twice because it was a weird blue color that was almost like a dark blue, but not like a dark. Almost similar to how your room is painted.
I was waiting for him to compare it to the room.
Yeah, yeah. But like after the first coat, it just kind of looked gray. So it's like, well, we got to go back over to make it white.
Interesting.
Yes, yes. Watching paint dry.
Right.
Wow.
It's more interesting than that, if I'm being honest.
Yeah. And then all the walls in the living room and same hallway. But yeah.
And I don't know why I wouldn't be honest. So.
Yep. That's what they call him, Honest Pat.
An honest pat on the back.
Put it on a shirt.
Oh, jeez. Mm-hmm. So you painted and mowed.
Painted, mowed, hurt myself.
Didn't do anything fun with the fam recently?
We're going to.
Oh, for Mother's Day.
Yep, for Mother's Day, we're going to Oak and Alley.
Ooh.
Tomorrow.
Their traveler right now, if it is the same one they had last weekend, which I'm guessing it will be, is pretty good. It's like,
yeah.
Oh, never mind. It's got cilantro. Will's out.
Well, I might have to get it tonight.
I think it's got avocado and like it's really tasty. It was good. Big fan.
There was one time at Oak and Alley, they had a traveler that was like peanut butter something and cilantro. Like it had cilantro in it. But for whatever reason, the peanut butter with cilantro, it didn't taste bad.
We have to do a science experiment now.
Yeah, we do.
Because it's like, is that like a nullifier? Like,
it might be.
What if we discovered that and it changed people's cilantro lives?
So, I don't know if I like peanut butter on tacos, though.
But we could just eat peanut butter and cilantro.
No, I know that.
You're like, but what is the situation where we need this?
Where's the situation where you have this combination?
No, yeah, it's probably the same one. It says brioche bun, pico de gallo, avocado, lime, crema, chili, lime, tortilla strips, cilantro, and rocket.
It sounds right up my alley.
It was good. Your Oaken Alley.
My Oaken Alley. That's right.
Right up the Oaken Alley.
Don't you forget it either.
I will do my best. So
anyway, Chris, what did you do this weekend?
Last weekend? I actually did a lot. My wife was gone. She had ventured to North Carolina to visit her family. Saturday was free comic book day. And so I attended that with my children. I took canned goods to Chimps Comics in Warsaw because they do a canned food drive. And if you take in non-perishable food items, you can also get extra comics. So I went through the list of all the available comic books, and I counted up how many I needed for each of us, and I took that many extra items to make sure we could get them all, and we got all of our comics. And then Cora picked out a Teen Titans Go to the Library graphic novel or trade paperback. I got a Batman, like The Adventures of Batman. It's kind of a continuation of the animated series for Theo on top of their free comics. And I bought me some Star Wars comics because it was also May 4th. I was Star Wars'd out after free comic book day. We went to Oaken Alley and we ate well. And after that, we went and watched Star Wars Episode One, the 25th anniversary release at the movie theater.
Nice.
Got pop and popcorn. And I was able to watch my son absolutely fall in love with Star Wars and then play the old Dreamcast and N64 and the PS2, because there are two games, pod racing games on the PS5. I have them downloaded. I have for a long time because the pod racing games are awesome. And that's what my son wanted to play pretty much all weekend after watching Star Wars.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good.
So, and then he was playing Star Wars Battlefront a little bit, but that's kind of hard for him. He plays Destiny and some stuff like that, but Battlefront, he was having fun running around or flying spaceships, but he was in a Star Wars mood because he had just watched the movie.
Yeah.
And he lost his mind when I had the pod racing game on, and he goes, and he sees Anakin's pod racer. He goes, "Dad, that is Skywalker's pod racer."
Nice.
And I was like, "It is.
That's amazing."
He's like, "That Skywalker, he won the race." And so, and even my daughter said it wasn't bad. She's like, "I didn't like it that much," but she's always like, "I hate Star Wars." But she wanted to go to the movies. So she went along anyway. She liked parts of it. She dug the finale watching Darth Maul and stuff. She enjoyed that.
Oh, sure. That's a good finale.
Dude, that's like, I don't care what people dog on about the prequels. Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan versus Darth Maul with the Duel of the Fates music.
Right.
Dude.
It's great.
You can't touch that. No, like, whatever. Really but then she likes to play VR. And I have Star Wars Tales of the Galaxy's Edge or whatever it's called. I picked it up last weekend. I had played the demo and went, wow, this is really cool because they model all the Star Wars is just there, right? And because it was Star Wars Day or whatever, they had all Star Wars games on sale on PlayStation Network. So I picked it up for like $13. It's normally $40. Picked it up for $13
bargain
for the PSVR via PSVR 2. And she watched me play it a little bit and goes, "Hey Dad, can I play the Star Wars game when you're done?" And I was like, "Yeah, I don't mind. Play it on your profile. Don't use my save."
What?
So she's playing it and she's like, "I love this." And at one point she's like, "That's right. I am a Jedi." She's like, "Use the Force." And hearing those words coming out of the girl that's always like, "I hate this." Like,
that's amazing.
I laughed so hard to myself.
That's great.
And I even called her out later. I was like, "Hey, I really liked hearing what you had to say." She's like, "When I got scared, you thought that was funny?" And I said, "No, when you said that you love this and use the Force, because it's Star Wars." And she went, "Ha ha, Dad." But yeah, so that was fun. It's fun to see your offspring enjoy something that you enjoyed at their age. That is fun.
I'm going to have to take your word for that.
I know. Anyway.
Write in if you're a parent. You see your kids enjoying stuff that you also enjoyed at their age.
Yeah.
What is it? Guys with issues at longbox.com?
It's longbox.
Or longbox at guyswithissues.com.
Don't email to longbox.com. We don't know what that is.
I wonder if longbox.com is even taken.
I don't know. I don't know. Anyway.
Try it and find out and then let us know.
Let's see if you get an email back. Patrick's like, don't click on it. His inner IS
this
manager.
This is all bad advice. That's all I'm saying.
He's like, as all head of security advice. At my job. His face was cringing was. At that suggestion.
Please no.
So they've been tightening up the security at the place I work at, yeah. right? And I was trying to find some CAD models. I was cheating a little bit.
And they kicked you out. They escorted you out.
No. Well, I mean, digitally, I guess.
Oh, man.
But like...
I love doing that.
There's a site where you can buy just like regular hardware in bulk. But they also have CAD models of everything that they sell. So I'm like, oh, I can just go in there. I can just go in and steal this and then just have... I was just looking for like a regular weld nut, right? That you can just put on the end of a threaded screw. And I click on it and it came up with the like the blocked screen.
Mm-hmm.
Like the firewall stopped it.
Sure.
And it blocked it for historical facts.
Wow.
And I'm like, I'm on a website that just sells hardware. What about this is historical? I mean, it's hysterical. Because then I showed it to my IT guy, who's also the HR guy, who's also the accountant. And he's just like, I don't know what's happening here. About like, you know, like, I don't know why this is happening.
Do you know what vendor that was that blocked it?
It said Drawbridge. So I think
it's probably Drawbridge.
They got it from...
They're probably like...
I can't remember what the company is that... I think the company that manages it is called Compass.
Patrick's doing something or other.
Patrick's over there ITing.
Do you think... how could your IT guy not walk in, see that you're being denied historical nuts, and not just yell, like, that's nuts, or like...
I know, right?
Like, what? There was so many...
I know. But from what I was told by somebody else when I told them this like hysterical event, they're like, yeah, the reason the internet here is so strict is because the owner is Mennonite, and the only way his church allows him to have internet at his home and business is if it blocks
everything
that's against their church.
So weld nuts are
historical facts.
Historical facts are against his church?
Yeah, apparently.
Wow.
Hey, you can't be having people think other things.
Yep.
Okay.
Historically. You weld nut.
What about contemporarily?
Ooh, that's even worse usually.
Right?
Anyway, that was my weird...
Weird moment. Weird, wacky, weld nuts.
IT moment.
Historical facts with Will.
But, yeah.
So, we have a special segment, a return of a special segment. Does it yerba mate? Right?
I guess we do.
We had a listener who thought it was hilarious to listen to us try yerba mate. And she spoke with me and said, you know, I think I saw that at the store in like cans. And I said, what? And so she bought some and gave them to us to try on air.
And I'm so excited.
And Patrick earlier today said he really hopes that the next time Will comes up with something to introduce on the podcast, it's something that is enjoyable and delicious.
And not green tea.
So here's the fun part that I've discovered.
Ooh,
there's three different flavors.
Oh, man.
So I was thinking, do we try each flavor and say which one we like? Or each week for the next 3 weeks, we have the Does It Yerba Mate segment. I kind of like that. I think we try one a week.
Sure.
Where does your vote lie?
Let's do one a week. I think we should spread the misery out.
Right.
So that Patrick has something to, like, absolutely.
So.
Thanks, Will.
This is organic.
Almost Yerba Mate.
By Guayaki. Sure.
Guayaki.
Who
it's
knows?
Spanish, not Japanese, but because Yerba Mate is
South American.
South
right?
American, yeah.
Yeah. I don't
sure,
actually,
but we are in
I'm just listen.
Internationally.
It's about the rainforest according to the side of the can.
That's fun.
So it's South American. I
have a question.
Wanted to yell. I like yelling weird words with a Japanese accent, though. It's fun.
Always, did she try any of this?
You know, I don't know the answer to that. I'm going to guess no. So, do we want to try Bluephoria?
Oh, my.
Revelberry? Or Enlightenment?
Okay, so I say Revelberry is the last one, so I can revel finally ending it.
So, do we want mint or blue?
Let's start with blue.
Okay.
I have a feeling the mint is going to be the worst, so we'll start with mid, worst, best. That's what I'm going to guess it is.
It says shake gently. I'm gently shaking.
That sounds weird. I don't know if I like that or not.
You're like, it's right on that edge.
It is.
Okay. Do we have? Do you want to try it first? You know you're going to like it the least.
Sure. You know, give it to me.
Here.
What the heck? I'll open
the passing of the can. It's non-carbonated, so it shouldn't spray. Oh, it's a beautiful sound.
Oh.
Oh, I do love the sound of cans on mics.
Cans on mics.
Oh, Patrick took his sip. He's really.
You know what? I actually drink that.
No. Whoa. Maybe we started with top tier.
Did we start with the top tier? I bet it's super sweet, though.
It's really,
it smells good.
It's not bad. It's not bad at all.
It doesn't smell like a rabbit cage.
It does not.
Smells like a rabbit cage after they frolicked in blue raspberry.
Oh, good man. He tried it twice.
You can get the green tea vibe in it.
You can.
And you can actually get a little bit of that yerba mate.
A little bit.
That,
but it's not bad.
No, it isn't like drinking the straight yerba mate.
Not at all.
No.
Will is currently studiously studying the can.
He was.
It's 40% your daily value of sugar.
It also has a lot of caffeine.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
You can taste the like energy drink caffeine vibe to it too. Mm-hmm. And it does have a caffeine warning on the top, I noticed. Oh, Will's got his squinty eyes. He's taking another drink. He's trying.
Just
He's
finish
thinking.
It off, Will. Just finish it off.
No, I want another drink.
Oh, okay.
I can see what you can get that.
Do not.
Yerba mate-y-ness, but it also has the
towards
blueberry.
The end.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's not bad.
It is not bad.
No, it's not bad. I would drink that again.
I would drink it if somebody gave it to me. Yeah, I don't know if I would buy it.
I would not buy it.
That's what it
will say. Too much sugar, too much caffeine. I wouldn't.
Well, you just described my persona.
I know. That's why we get along so well.
Because I'm free and I'm all sugar and caffeine.
Right.
You want more of this?
No, you can finish it. I took quite a big mouthful.
And I'm just bitter.
I'm just bitter. So that's why I like really you, because well. That's what I like.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Will's zany.
Nothing goes better than caffeine and whiskey, right?
Darn right.
That sounds like a country song. Nothing goes caffeine and whiskey.
Oh, we need to get a fiddle up in here.
Or a violin. Oh, I killed Chris. I'm sorry.
No, I killed Chris.
We killed Chris?
Yeah, sure.
We can.
Oh, I tried so hard not to spit my water out. I had to tip my head back.
Yeah, I did.
And we can confirm they are the same.
They are the same thing. It is confirmed.
But
anyway,
caffeine and whiskey.
Yeah.
That'd be a good, like, coffee shop and bar.
It really would.
Ooh, there we go. We're starting, like, a coffee shop microbrewery.
That's I bet there is one, there's one
there
somewhere.
There has to be.
And they're like, we also roast our own fair trade beans.
Yes, of course they do.
100%.
Porcent.
I was going to say porcentaje, but then I just stopped. That's real. That is how you say percent in Spanish.
That's fine. Anyway. I'm not.
I'm just clarifying.
Patrick's like, I'm not going to contest.
Whatever. Say what you want.
Say what you want, but be careful because it's on air.
Right.
Anyway.
I know what time it is. Email time.
Email time.
Email time.
Here's the mail in.
Oh, no, don't do that.
I can't believe I've never thought about that.
Which is kind of funny. This one is called The Law Is On It from Christoph.
The Law Is On It. Is this our only email?
No.
We actually have two.
Are they both Christoph? Yes.
Yeah. Do you want to double Christoph?
Yes, we'll do it.
We'll double Christoph.
Because then Christoph. He's expected to have to, well, technically, yeah, it's fine. We just won't have one next week. Because one of these would have come from this week's issue.
Actually, yeah, I think we should just
Should we save one?
Save one for next
week. The oldest of the two.
That's what I've got.
Okay. Sorry. You know, we like to plan on the fly.
Right.
We like to include you in the plans.
We want you to be a part of the book club.
The fly usually doesn't make it.
It's pretty fly for a rabbi. Anyway.
Okay. He says, hey, guys. Okay, so after quite skillfully getting rid of the drug enforcement agency that was after Will, I now have an agent from the Future Crimes Division wanting to talk to me about Chris trying to solicit a drug dealer for Will. What is next? The pun police coming after Patrick? Careful, Patrick. The pun
You'll
police.
Never catch me.
He's the Al
Capone. You'll never catch me, Kappa.
The Al Capone of puns.
Put it on a shirt.
Wouldn't it just be Pun Capone or Capone. Al Capone or
something like that?
Al Capone.
I'm Al Capone. Right,
thank you for confirming my longstanding belief that yerba mate is vile. Never tried it before. I am judgy when it comes to food. Ask Patrick.
Yes,
Patrick?
That's very true.
Okay, and, confirmed.
And Al Capone is going to be my next D&D character.
Perfect.
He's going to be a joking gangster.
We figured it out, yeah.
He says, I loved this section, though, so maybe we need to start the next new section. What vile foods can we make Will try twice? Which I am down for. We might, you know.
Will would do it.
We almost did that today here with.
We almost did, yeah. We had no idea what we were getting into.
We still haven't had peanut butter and bologna on air.
Also, it is. No, come on.
You usually have it on bread.
No. Wow. Thank you, Will.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, to be fair, what made that yerba mate good was 40% your daily intake of sugar.
Right?
Yeah. The other one had no sugar.
Oh, no.
Remember?
Oh, wait. No. I thought you meant another one of those cans have no sugar.
And you're like, I'm out.
I'm like, oh.
Peace.
No, I'd do it, but.
We need to have Will try the Twinkie hot dog. Except I like it.
I mean, I need to try that too.
You haven't tried it?
No, why would I?
Because you love Weird Al.
That doesn't mean I look, if my friends jumped off a cliff, it doesn't mean I'd do it too.
Oh.
Anyway, the email continues. He says, I was shocked to learn that no one picked the Smurfs as least favorite character in Ion. They are so smug and serious, didn't have a care about the mom dying. Their investigation was the greater good. I have read all of Ion, and my biggest take back is that it seems so disjointed. Literally between one page and the next, there is a scene transition with no warning or preamble that made it hard to follow until the big reveal that Kyle wasn't Kyle. Curious to see what the future brings, as I am now reading along with while simultaneously keeping the law off your backs. Yours sincerely, the Shaka Boomius, the Trekkie, the first emailer, the longest emailer, surely now, the most faithful listener, the Trekkie Lorder Supreme, the actual reader of the comics, the more emailer than Logan, right? The holder of the truth about fries, the no longer saddest, the I want to be Patrick too, the long time listener, first time emailer every time. Kristoff.
He added that?
He did.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Kristoff, we'll read your other email next week.
Next week.
And we thank you. We thank you for your participation. We have Lorena providing us with segments.
Yeah.
We have Kristoff providing us with segments, because without his emails, we wouldn't have an email segment.
And next week.
Well, not necessarily.
Oh, here's a teaser.
We just have
next
week. We would have less.
Less of
we would have
Kristoff's sign-off. Ooh, gets longer.
It does. Dun, dun,
is that the title of his email?
No.
Oh, I thought that was his subject.
That might be the one of the next title.
Oh, Kristoff, you're the one that always complains about the length, too.
And he's contributing.
And he's like, I knew that was coming.
No, next week says, shut up and take my money.
Yep.
Every time I hear that, I just think of the Fry.
Me too.
The meme of Fry holding the cash out. That is the official... Like, that is that.
It is.
Period.
100%.
But, well, thank you, Kristoff.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed our special segment this week. Sorry, Will enjoyed the food.
Yeah. Though I'm not a picky eater, so good luck finding something I will find vile. Maybe that will be the second segment. Be like, Will...
Does it vile?
Does it violate Will?
That's a different podcast.
That's for our Patreon After Dark.
Oh, man.
If you'd like to subscribe to the top tier after Patrick's Beard Rubs, After Dark, does it violate Will?
I'm also not going to be a part of that.
I'm a good friend. I'll be part
of it. Okay.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks.
In case anything goes sideways, somebody has to be present for emergencies.
Got to have that 911 on standby.
Just remember your number two rule. That's all I'm asking.
No. No. Yeah, that would be in full effect if I was helping with that.
100%.
Yep. So, Will gets back-to-back segments.
Back-to-back.
He's about to clear a throat.
Yeah.
His own. What?
Thanks for clarifying. Clarifying.
I don't know what's going on anymore.
I don't either.
What was in that yerba mate? Jeez Louise.
It's all that sugar.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Oh, hey. This is decreed.
Yeah, it's decreed.
As the symbol of friendship.
Oh, there you go.
Yerba mate.
The symbol of friendship.
By some heretic god that we don't believe in.
I don't know. What is this podcast this time?
Yep.
We made Chris cry, though. So
we did.
Or he made him cry.
Two out of the three of us have now cried this week because of similar topics.
Yes, that's very true. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Yes, now we're into the synopsis part. Now that
Roomba
Chris...
Will.
Roomba Will.
Roomba Will.
There it was. In our return to Space Cops, we first see Guy Gardner get recruited into a super secret special division of the Green Lanterns called Corps, I think, right?
That's what it was called. Corps. Yep.
Guy, along with a butterfly woman lantern and an old member of Corps, are tasked with a dangerous mission to stop and or save the Dominators. Whichever one, we don't know. Next, we see Guy get framed for murdering his fellow lanterns. An unknown enemy has infected Mojo.
Mogo Jojo.
Causing those who visit him to become brainwashed and start killing other lanterns. How will the lanterns deal with this new rising threat? Find out today on Guys with Issues.
Dude, when Kilowog's like, we're going to put him in the ground.
Heck yeah.
Jeez. Patrick's favorite part because he's like, that's right, put him in the ground. My favorite character just said he wants to kill my least favorite character.
I mean, that's literally what I thought about when I read that. I'm like, oh, Patrick's going to love this.
So, again... Even though we read six issues, there were two story arcs.
There were.
It seems that seems to be the Green Lantern vibe right now. They're short arcs, setting up a lot of little threads.
Yes, I agree.
So
let's do this.
Let's do it.
Structure time. Steve. That's right.
Did you have a favorite scene?
I did. And it wasn't the one you guys are talking about.
Ooh, surprise, surprise.
I didn't think that would be your favorite scene. He came out with that. But I knew you would. You probably chuckled at it, right?
I did. Yeah. Of course I did. It was a runner-up. I liked it when Mogo had an asteroid hit him to clear
out. Inoculate him.
To inoculate him. I was like, that is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Legit.
Yeah.
I wrote that down, too.
That was really cool.
The asteroid impact.
That was my favorite. That splash scene where it's just like...
Boom.
And it's like a whole page. They're like, here you go. And it looks like there was a new... Because it's an asteroid and it hit a planet.
Yeah, it's huge.
I like that he tanks it as a planet. He's like, I need to get hit.
He's like, everybody leave. This is going to explode.
Dude, that was pretty awesome. Yeah, I agree.
It was.
And I also like the logic behind it. That he's like, that will burn out. Like, where the concentration of the fungus was.
Yeah.
He's like, no, that'll get rid of it.
Right.
I was like, that works.
That works.
Too bad you can't just go up to your friend and be like, hit me with this bat as hard as you can and my flu's gone. I mean, he's a planet.
He's a planet.
Anatomically, he's very different than us.
Yes.
So, Will, what was your favorite scene?
Mine was also a splash page,
but
it was when Kilowog is standing behind Guy. Yeah.
And he looks scary.
He's like, I'm here to murder.
when they're like, who else came? Who else visited Mogo since then? And Guy has this like, oh no, look. And Kilowog is just like, his eyes are lit.
He's got like red death lasers in his eyes.
He looks and so scary.
Guy can just sense death standing behind him.
He's just
him.
Like,
right.
We are in trouble. And I even like, Kilowog was like trash talking them the whole time when they fought them. Because like, I trained you guys. You think you guys can beat me? And they're like all trying to like hold him back and stuff. It was pretty fun. I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
My favorite scene was like a single panel. So I like that it's like these big splash pages. Mine's like a panel, and it's when Isma and Bath show up with Guy at the Lantern House, at the Sector House.
Yeah.
And Guy's like, dude, they're dead. We need to find out who it was. And they're like, who was it? And they're like, it was Guy. And they look at each other, Isma and Bath look at each other like, oh no. Like, crap.
Right.
And I laughed out loud because you're just like, they're like, oh, this is not good.
Right.
So that was my favorite scene, that one part. Patrick, did you have any others? You have any others you wrote down that you enjoyed or that you remembered?
I mean, so many.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Every time Guy was getting beat up or injured was just wonderful.
Which was a lot.
It was. So much.
So we were talking about the murder scene, the murder mystery and the Kilowog thing. But so you really liked it when he got all cocky and he tried to take on that shapeshifter.
Oh yeah.
And he went into like bug form and like just knocked him out by being a bug out of his nose.
Great. And wasn't it like a centipede or something out of his neck?
Yeah, something. It was, it was like, oh, yeah.
For like a split second, I thought it was like...
Because he turned into a bacteria or something.
Yeah,
I thought it was that one yellow lantern that the woman was talking about.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, did he actually go over to the dark side? Is that who that is?
Oh.
You know, talking about the dark side, isn't that the same thing the internet was saying Ant-Man should have done to Thanos?
Just shrink down and like bust out of
it. Right.
Probably. Yeah. Dude, there's so. The amount of times that people have either said Ant-Man doing something like that or Doctor Strange just like portaling his arm off. Come on.
I know.
Like, it's like. That's the problem with superpowers, right? It goes back to that Stan Lee thing. Whoever is the strongest is who the writer needs to be in that story.
Exactly. Anyway.
That is funny, though. But.
Hey, I also enjoyed the part where Natu was It was Natu, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I combine her first and last name.
Yeah, you did that last time.
Yeah.
You're good. And, it's Natu.
She's like healing all the homeless and mm-hmm. like yep. despots on her home planet. And like the cops show up and they're trying to stop her. But then Kilowog shows up and he just wants to murder everybody.
Yeah.
I felt like that was really good for her, as like she's not giving up, even though like she burned all her stuff.
Yeah, and she keeps like, going back to her planet.
I'm done with trying to help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like low key.
She's done, and then she's like, "Well, I'm not done." And then something happens. She leaves. She's like, "Oh, I'm done." And then she's like, "No, I got to go back."
Right.
Yeah, because in the end of the day, she wants to help her people.
Yeah.
Period. She just does.
Period.
Period. I really like that scene where the lanterns are all talking in the cafeteria, and you get the, and Salak has just left the Smurfs, like when they're telling him about like what's happening and he can't tell anybody.
The prophecy.
Yeah, the prophecy stuff. And I really liked when it showed him walking by and they were like, oh, you know, it's all stick in the mud. We could ask him, but he's not going to say anything.
Right.
And I thought it was a really good representation of the fact that he is separated because of his job as the protocol lantern. He has to be like the hall monitor kind of guy. But like, it's a huge burden to him. It isn't like he's not cocky about it, or like he doesn't look at it as like being better than others, because that's how... You know, that's, you get that vibe that's probably how Guy looks at him, or like Hal.
Right.
Where like, they think that he's like, he's kind of like thinks that he's better than them in a way.
I think that's the mask he wears whenever he has to be.
Yes.
Because then in that panel, you see like he's walking away. He can hear him.
Yes.
And he's got this very like dark, somber look to him.
Yeah. I really liked that. Cause it just showed that his character is very layered. It made you...
Like an onion.
Yep. Or a parfait.
Or a cake.
And so I liked that. And then I also like that you got some insight into Guy's background. I like the thing with his dad on Mogo, how his dad was like a raging, drunk, abusive father. Mm-hmm. And that shows why he's tough and acts the way he does. Like, Guy's chosen to be a good guy. He's not a bad guy, but he's an a-hole. But it's because he had to be growing up, because he had to get through having a dad that drank and beat him.
Were you saying that as a pun, or he chose to be a good guy and a bad guy, but not a bad guy?
No.
Okay. Well, that's how I took it, so.
Well, I'm sure you did. But I liked that. I liked that it gave you background as to why he is the way he is.
Mm-hmm.
I can appreciate that a lot. You guys have any other scenes?
So when Natu went to her partner's planet and tried to save her father.
Oh, the princess?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And she started yelling at Natu, "You couldn't save my dad, da, 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 da." Man, the way she just lit into her was amazing. She's like, "Look, I'm the best doctor in the sector, maybe even the galaxy. If I couldn't save him, nobody can." And then she was just like, "I'm out of here. I got stuff to do," and left.
Yep. I also like following that where Kilowog sets them both straight.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah,
where he's
that was
like,
before.
Dude. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I think
where
it was
he's,
before that. Where that he, was also a good scene. Yeah.
Yeah, where he makes, because they're bickering then too.
Right.
And so, yeah, they have a lot of good dynamic between them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was good.
I feel like it's one of those where they're too much alike.
Oh, yeah, I think so. I think that they, deep down, they're a lot alike. Like, they're different personas, but they are very similar people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool.
What about you? Got some others?
I think that was it for me.
Did we hit them all?
I think we hit them all.
I think so.
Nothing stood out with the Butterfly Girl story arc for you guys? Not really? No?
We'll come to that later.
I liked when he faked being Darkseid.
Yeah, that was
like
good.
For a second, I was like, wow, Darkseid just showed up, because he was like cocky about being like, I'm stronger than Darkseid.
For a split second there, I thought that this was overlapping with something that was going on in like the Justice League comics.
Because Darkseid showed up?
Yeah, I'm like, maybe there was one where he temporarily had like semi-control of Earth. And then that guy shows up. And so like, if you're reading a lot of comics, you'd understand.
They didn't have anything like that.
See, I didn't know. And then all of a sudden.
I'm just letting you know. Okay? Oh,
thanks, bro.
Thanks, bro.
Thanks, so, bro, for nothing.
Thanks, bro.
So.
Yeah, so. And then it turns out that Darkseid was Dougal?
Hauser?
Was the D. D-man. He was the man.
He was the man.
I also like that they did a good job of him, like, killing the other dude and infiltrating,
right,
being his own guy. Mm-hmm. Like, that story arc did work well as, like, showing how their Black Ops side kind of functions. I thought that was interesting. And that it felt like he totally set Guy up to be the fall guy.
Ah.
I love it.
Good guy, bad guy,
so,
fall guy.
So, favorite character?
My favorite character?
Yeah, favorite character. I wondered if you would pick him.
Heck yeah.
You've been waiting for him to show up.
I have been. And by the way, his ring is on his leg, not on his body, like you said.
Yeah, I couldn't remember. I thought it might have been on
his leg. He has a ring like...
His emblem's on his butt, I think.
Well, he has a ring like thing on his thorax. It looks like a ring, but it's not. His actual ring is on his little arm.
I couldn't remember.
I paid attention to that. And I was like, I'm going to correct Chris.
That's fine. I hadn't read it in like a decade.
It's okay.
Will, favorite character?
I also said Bizzed.
Yes.
Just because, you know, Bzzzt. He had a lot of good lines too. He's like, I might be the smallest, but my will is just as big as yours.
Yeah.
He's my name. But at the same time, I guess you can.
At the same time, what?
Oh, no, I was going to say like my next.
Yeah.
My
next favorite. Next person. I wasn't sure who to pick, and he was one of the ones on my list too. So we can three have the same. We'll vibe.
Wow.
Yeah. The smallest lantern.
Yeah, he was awesome.
Yeah, he was. And then he's like, I'll keep an eye on my partner. You can go. When Natu's like...
Yeah.
So who was another one that you wanted to point out?
Kilowog.
Yeah?
Yep.
I mean, always. He's always on my list.
Yeah? As one of your favorites?
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel. Same thing with Natu.
Right, same.
She's always good.
Yeah.
I liked Ismat and Vath. I like they had those buddy moments too.
Right.
Like where Vath didn't get his girl this time around because they're like, oh, you're a lizard lover? Get out of here. And
at the bar.
He's like, sorry, man. He's like, man, no big deal. I just like it because they started as enemies.
Right.
And they are becoming like best buds.
Yeah, it's really good.
I love it. Mm-hmm. I love their story arc. So. Any other characters we need to shout out? We good?
Nope.
Good in the hood? Yeah.
Yeah.
Least favorite scene. Here it comes.
Let me look.
Every page, the guy was cocky.
Yes.
Like three quarters of
I'm
going to
be honest. Like it was just the whole Dominators thing. I did not like that.
That alien race?
Yeah. Anything they were in.
Pat and I. Are kind of vibing because I just wrote the corpse arc.
Yeah, it's the same. It was the whole, like, literally the corpse lanterns.
Yeah,
they just go and kill everybody. They don't take them in. They don't nothing.
Yeah, they're like the Wetworks team.
Right, I get that.
Which is like a stark contradiction because they say all lanterns aren't allowed to kill.
Right.
So, like, they just don't give him a ring. They just put it inside of this disc.
What the heck?
It just feels like a weird loophole.
Do you guys not watch or read a lot of Black Ops fiction?
No. And I have another question. Because
the world governments have groups like that as well.
No, they do.
Very much so. That are definitely not their soldiers that are their soldiers.
No. You're not wrong. But it just goes against the core principles of most of the Green Lantern Corps.
Yeah, and that's why Guy couldn't be in it. Because right. in the end of the day, he believes in the Green Lantern's principles.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I understand all that.
Yeah.
Now, if you have a pill disc thing that you can take and have Green Lantern powers without a ring.
For 5 days.
For 5 days.
Yeah.
And then you have to worry about it running out. Why don't you bring another one with you?
Because that's your timeline for your mission. If it's over 5 days, you're failed. Boom, dead.
Seems like a high turnover rate.
Might be. Again, that's the way Black Ops missions go. They say we have 12 hours, period.
Just seems a little ridiculous.
If you don't evac in 12 hours, we leave you. Goodbye. We don't know who you are.
This is why I didn't
Sorry. I actually read a lot of that kind of fiction.
That's fine.
It just vibes with that kind of stuff. I didn't really like it either. It was one of my least favorite things probably of all the story arcs we've read. But that's because that's not why I like Green Lantern.
And then I could tell everybody my runner-up, but you all know what it is already.
Guy stuff.
Just Guy.
Any scene with Guy.
Pretty much.
What was your least favorite scene? Oh, that was it. There's that. My least favorite scene is Kilowog vomiting up the virus spore.
That was kind of crazy.
Yeah. I didn't like that at all because I was like, they're
the
like, okay, we need to do this and do that. And they're like making this big plan. And then he vomits into the air and it goes, ah, for Sinestro.
So it goes from his brain.
No, he just says Sin. He doesn't actually finish.
In the next page, he goes, Estro.
Oh, did he?
Yep. Yeah, it's a two-page thing.
So it went from his brain into his esophagus to die.
That's what I'm saying. I don't like any. It doesn't make really any sense
right.
with what they talked about. It doesn't make sense that he could just puke it out at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Not to me. I mean, I know that they were working on him, like medically,
right,
and doing stuff. So maybe it was like an induced thing, like she drew it out or something. I don't know.
Sure.
I was just like, that was my least favorite part. I was like, that is just lame. That was so lame compared to like everything building around it.
Right.
And then the asteroid thing made sense. I was like, that was cool. Kilowog's cure? No, that's lame. Also, Green Man destroying Stell. Mm-hmm. That sucked.
Ooh, that got dark.
Partner betrayal.
But then you
and
got
then Green Man's like, I killed my partner.
That does raise an interesting question, though, because last week, if I remember right, Patrick was talking about antimatter and having a problem
with it.
They did.
I was hoping he would talk about this week.
And so they brought up how...
We haven't got to there yet, but now we have.
Well, I mean, this is your least favorite scene. Is it not part of that, or was it just going to be something you were going to talk about?
It was
just
something I was going to talk about.
About how you talked about...
Yeah, that was part of my least favorite scenes.
Matter
yes.
and antimatter, when they come in contact, annihilate. You
right.
said that.
They do.
Yeah, and they did.
Well, no, it just interfered. They called it radiation, and it interfered with the ring. I'm like, all right, whatever.
No, I meant when he touches it, and it explodes.
Yeah.
And they say it's fair. Because he's matter, and it's antimatter.
Yeah, so what the heck?
So it doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense. None of it makes any sense.
So all of the
I was counting on you bringing that up, because I read that, and I went, oh, this is literally what Patrick talked about.
I'm
glad you brought it up, Will.
So, like, all of the yellow rings are just nukes. They can just run up and...
No.
But then, like,
they're worse than nukes.
Because
with that much antimatter, you could destroy an entire planet.
Yeah. But then, like, once they put it on, shouldn't it explode? Because they're made of matter.
Yes. Yes, it should.
It's made of antimatter.
Yes.
So once they leave the antimatter, shouldn't they just, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think the rings are made of antimatter. They're made in the antimatter universe, but I don't know if they're made of antimatter.
Because
the weapon rings of Quart are from the antimatter.
But if they had matter in the antimatter universe, it's the same thing.
Yeah, but it's comic books.
I know. That's why I'm not getting too much into it.
That comic book science.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, they might as well just call it the inverse universe. The inverted verse. Because they don't actually, like, that's what made that kind of funny to me is I was like, there's like people from the antimatter universe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do
and
you think,
people go there and hang out. It's a place.
They really shouldn't.
Do you think they're made of antimatter?
The people?
Yeah.
They would have to be.
I don't
know. So are the people in the antimatter universe trying to discover matter?
Does it matter?
Like positive manner?
Not really. They obviously know what it is if they're making rings out of it.
Oh, right.
They literally go between them.
Yeah. Which they shouldn't.
One of the scariest bad guys they would of blow all of up. DC. Scarier than he Endgame Thanos.
Let me rephrase
is
that.
Is from the Antimatter universe.
Well, yeah, it's because he annihilates things.
He does.
Ha! That's called fair. The Annihilator?
No, it's called the Anti-Monitor.
The Anti-Monitor.
Yeah, because...
Don't like hook it monitors. Up to your regular computer.
That's just the dock I use. Patrick thinks that's funny because he knows all my problems
that's
at work.
That's hilarious.
We should name it. My dock's name is 100%.
The anti-monitor at this point. Yeah.
That's funny.
Get a labeler, write right. it out, stick it
oh,
on
Oh, I
there.
Have a labeler.
I might have an anti-monitor thing, like from the comics. I don't know if I have him from a HeroClix. I don't remember. I don't think I paid the money for him. Anyway.
So there's something else I wanted to bring up, too.
Ooh.
So I'm going to just completely put aside, quote unquote, perfect evolution. Because that's just a ridiculous concept. Hold on. Let me get my notes.
You don't think having ultra brain power is perfect evolution?
That's not what... Oh, I'm sorry. Peak evolution.
Yeah.
Because peak evolution is just being suited for the environment you're in. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And their environment is telepathy.
Okay, that doesn't make any sense. But if you're peak evolution, you should be able to survive without needing modifications. Like taking so your eyes away or something, because you're born with eyes, but your brain can't take all of the stimulus.
But so he was an experiment.
If it was peak evolution, like they said it was, they wouldn't either they wouldn't have eyes or they would have a bigger brain. I mean, come on.
This is why when you're a writer, they will tell you, don't say things that people who are passionate about, like that subject matter.
Passionate?
Can, wow.
You're darn right.
Can like, know if you use a term or something, mm-hmm. make sure that you use it correctly. It's because of, it's
I was because just like, of things come like that. On. First of all, they're making it sound like this is a wonderful thing. And then
yeah, but
it
the
didn't
Dominator
even
said it. You're using Earth's definition.
You're right.
I'm just saying.
I've been put in my place.
They've right. never met Darwin. They made up their own theory of evolution. They're aliens.
They're aliens. I just read that and I'm like, are you kidding me?
That's...
Oh, and that brings up another point. Like the butterfly woman lantern
yeah.
just kind of forgot to destroy that rock.
They said they were going to go back and get it. Like at the end, they went
yeah,
back
they did.
To get it.
Yeah.
Did they?
Yes.
I thought they're like, oh, we're just going to go back home.
No, they said that they were going to go retrieve it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not soon enough.
No.
Because one dude got affected.
He's like, oh, what's that really big shiny thing? Oh.
That's probably the sound he made, too.
Yep.
That was very good. But you guys have any other science thing? I'm enjoying this.
No, I don't.
Dang it.
Sorry.
I think that's I think that's it.
Wow. Do you have a least favorite character? Is this one of those, if you can't guess it? I just feel like Guy is his Azrael.
No, actually, this time it was the Dominators.
Oh.
Huh.
Nice. Wow.
Guy was just above them.
Yeah?
Yeah, and I think it was the whole peak evolution thing. It's just like, that's so stupid.
You're like, these guys are dumb.
These guys are not peak evolution.
Yeah, so don't peak.
And then they're all like, okay, so we're talking about peak evolution. We're getting back into this.
Let's go, Pat.
And then they're like, no, we're not going to evolve ourselves because we're already perfect.
Yeah.
So if you went to evolve yourself and you were perfect, you wouldn't change.
So,
right?
Maybe that's their point. Maybe they're like, no, if we change, we're not perfect anymore.
But then their whole peak evolution thing is...
Well, that's just what that one scientist was saying, right? That's what it was.
I think they agreed with him.
Did they?
Yeah.
I couldn't remember.
That's why they wanted to kill him.
Interesting.
Because that's what you do. You take your smartest person and you're like, yeah, let's get rid of them.
I mean, that after sounds they contribute like a fascist one thing. Society. I'm pretty sure that's happened historically.
That was actually kind of an interesting scene when they were talking.
And then they stopped.
And then they stopped.
Yeah.
No, he presented his thing. Like, oh, I've got this rock and it mutates you to be a peak evolution creature, right. Whatever. And then they're like, ah, we let them live. But then they all showed like different sins, basically. Because one of them's like, ah, priceless, you know, mm-hmm. Like he's greed and like, ah, whatever. I don't know. I thought that was kind of cool.
Interesting. I didn't think about it. They're like high council.
Yeah.
Being
yeah.
like different flaws. That's interesting.
Anyway. So yeah, the whole Dominator corpse thing was just ridiculous for multiple reasons.
So, Will, did you have a least favorite character?
I'd have to give mine to, what are their names?
The Children of the White Lobe.
Ah, they were really creepy.
Oh, wait.
But
Wait. You're going to give it to Tanakatazi and Kwan.
Yep.
Yeah!
Boom. I had to go back and look up their names because it was ridiculous, but I just did not like those two.
The ones that died at the Sector House.
Yeah, they were.
They were like...
They were like...
Ridiculous.
Dude, I don't care how you feel about Guy.
Those guys were just dumb.
But where did they go to Mogo?
The one did.
Right.
Right.
And the other one was just a pushover.
And the one was just a punk.
Right.
I'm pretty sure those just felt like the type of guys who are like, why do they make us do all the work all the time?
Yeah.
We shouldn't have to listen to him. He's bossing us around. Even though Guy is clearly doing a bunch of work as well.
Right.
Dude, I've worked with people like that before. And you go, you're not even that hard of a worker, man. You're just standing there complaining.
That's what they work hard at.
Yeah, they were on my least favorite list. I had two. Those two, I count as one.
No, I did that too. I literally had like a slash, like Kwan slash Kanata.
They're also on my list.
And my other one is the Children of the White Lobe. I hate those guys. Those terrorist people.
Whatever.
The ones that look like babies that explode themselves.
Oh, yeah. I hate them.
And they always look weird. They're like weird mutated children that put bombs inside of themselves. I hate those guys.
When I first saw them, I thought of the like baby doll thing from Toy Story.
Oh, okay, like the one with the spider legs?
Yeah. That's like the first thing that came to mind.
I can too. Yeah, that's my problem. That's my problem. Mm-hmm. They show up in the series sometimes, and I hate them. Every time. I do not like the Children of the White Lobe. They're one of, I think I've said that about some other people that have shown up too. I'm just like, when they show up, I automatically am like, blah.
Black Hand.
Yep, Black Hand.
Black Hand's there. Yes.
The Guardians. The Smurfs.
But to be fair, as much as I find them irritating, they can't, if the White Lobe shows up or the Black Hand. But, like, there's just certain people where I automatically am like, no, I hate those guys.
Are there any other colored villains that you don't like?
White Lobes, Black Hands. Let me just tell you, there's going to be all kinds of colors once we keep moving through this. Do you guys have any other people you didn't like?
I got to throw out the Daggle character, the old member of the corpse, like the original that he survived.
The head dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I just didn't like him.
So the Green Lantern were pretty much wiped out to the last person, which was Hal, right?
Yeah, Kyle. Yeah.
Sorry, Kyle.
Yeah.
And all of the corpse.
Well, didn't he say that they, but they didn't have any way to tap their power after that, was his thing.
Because they had the disc that ran out after 5 Earth
days. He said after the battery was done, like they were just stuck, and they were like stuck under in like a deep hostile cover. Hostile environment.
Yeah.
Sure. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I mean, they were alive. Well, clearly there were several people that lived through that. Because many of them have shown up.
Right.
The Lost Lanterns all survived, ultimately.
Mm-hmm.
So, not everybody died, but there was no Lantern Core. It was only Kyle's ring. Because the central power battery was destroyed.
Right.
And Ganthet made a new ring.
This is why...
Using all of the Guardian's energy.
He needed more discs.
Needs them like a sleeve of wafers.
Yes. You would be dumb not to.
Maybe that's their way of controlling it from like falling into the wrong hands. Like once it's in your body and you're using it, right?
Because the one dude
blew it. Yeah, I know. He tore it out.
Yeah,
of her,
he tore
right?
it out.
And somehow she still
But
lived.
That was because he was at peak evolution. Nobody else was able to detect that before. It was his peak evolution.
Hilarious.
It was his peak evolution. Hilarious. That told him it was there.
Uh-huh.
It was. It was. That's how he knew. He says that.
I still don't believe it.
This is so silly. Anyway.
Anyway.
So, out of five lanterns, deep cover lanterns. Anyway. Out of five.
Five.
Yeah.
Three.
Three.
Yeah.
Lowest of the low.
I'm gonna give him three.
Because it was all guy.
Pretty much.
Yep. I kind of expected that. Yeah. I thought this would be your lowest score. What about you?
See, I gave it a four.
Ooh.
I still liked it.
Because it was all guy?
Because it was all
guy. A three doesn't mean you don't like it.
Yeah,
it just
okay.
means it was okay. It just means it was okay. I'd give it a four. I didn't dislike... there was no part where I was like, I absolutely did not like it.
Yeah, it wasn't hard to read.
Also, no. To be honest, I think
we've had some like that.
Yeah.
I think this was the best I've ever seen guy.
Like how, you felt about him?
Yes.
I like how he outsmarted them shutting the Lantern House protocols on. Yeah. Like, instead of fighting them.
Sure. Yeah.
Because he didn't want to fight them.
Right.
Yeah.
I just don't like him as a person.
I know.
Yeah. So, three.
Because it was all guy.
Definitely but would that, not recommend.
But that seems to be what the Green Lantern Corps
they have been
comics are.
It shifts after the next story arc.
Oh, okay, okay.
Goodness.
Kyle becomes like he and Guy, kind of like that initial one where he and Guy were partnered.
Yeah.
I want to say you get more of that, and you get a lot more of the spinoff characters as well. So there's a lot of the building. So without any major spoilers, we already know minor things that are coming. We've seen that there are other Lantern Corps that are going to happen.
Yes.
We've seen Sinestro Corps. We've seen the Star Sapphires now are going to have rings.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens following this next story arc, this big event we're about to read, is you're going to see a lot of things that tie into the formation of other Lantern Corps is what you're going to see.
Cool.
So, yeah, and it is fun. All that stuff. The Hal Jordan books also get involved with that. So it's pretty cool. What's coming up is cool.
I'm looking forward to it.
I'm also expecting Daggle, or whatever his name was, to meet up with Hal at some point in time, because there was that little bit of foreshadowing.
Mm-hmm.
Where he assumes Hal's form.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
And he's like, if I ever meet that guy, I'd love to talk to him.
That's true.
I'm still expecting Guy to somehow remember about the corpse thing at some point as well.
Oh, because his memory was wiped.
Yep.
Which I always chuckle because you presume that they're using that story arc to set up something like what you're saying. That character is going to come into play. Because if they don't, it's completely pointless if your memory gets
exactly
wiped. Like no point whatsoever. So there has to be some spinoff.
Because if Guy doesn't at some point remember, there was no reason for him to be there.
Yep, pretty much.
Yes.
Besides introducing, they didn't want to just have like random characters in the story. They wanted one established.
Sure.
I did kind of like that the butterfly woman and him, like they actually kind of connected. Like
sure.
Legitimately, it wasn't just some dumb thing. Like, you felt like she had genuine, like, compassion and some feelings for him. And it wasn't super easy for her to just be like, well, see you at the end. Like, you got this vibe that she kind of was like, well, I'm going to do my job. But it's kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
But anyway. Yeah. So the next thing we're going to read is the event called the Sinestro Corps War. Many people consider it the best part of the entire Geoff Johns saga, which, ooh, you know, it's coming early. We're still in like the first third, and it hits and it sets a bar. And some people think Blackest Night is better. It kind of goes on your preference. Blackest Night is bigger in a way, but the Sinestro Corps War is completely awesome. It's the only absolute I own as well, which is like a big special edition hardcover thing. Mm-hmm. And that's the next part. It does not read the way we've been reading, where we read some Green Lantern, we read some Green Lantern Corps. It kind of bounces back and forth. You have to read an issue of Green Lantern, read an issue of Corps for part one, part two, part three, part four. So there's also some tie-in one-shots. If anybody has been following our Green Lantern reading list that is on the DC app, it is all in order in that. So
cool.
Just some planning ahead so everybody can be on the same page. It will take us the next 3 weeks if we do about six issues a week. There's 17 or 18 issues to read for the Green Lantern Sinestro Corps War. So it will be, we'll break it into bite sizes so we can, mm-hmm, instead of doing like we did with Nightfall, you know, we're trying to make it easy each week for people to read along. And we appreciate those of you who have been. So we're going to do piece by piece, and it works out almost perfectly. So does anybody have anything else?
Probably one thing.
I'm Patrick.
This is Will.
And I think I'm Chris. Am I still Chris?
Sure.
Okay. And we're Guys with Issues?
Sure.
So many issues.
You can catch Guys with Issues wherever you can find your favorite podcasts.
Or check out our website at guyswithissues.com, where you can listen, find reading lists to follow along, and get to know us better.
Send us emails to longbox@guyswithissues.com and tell us your thoughts. Send us suggestions on what we should read next. We would love to hear from our listeners.
So, did I eat the mic well enough today?
Most of it.
Sweet.
There's only one time I can imagine the car fist shaking.
Amazing.
Eat that mic.
Eat that mic.
I think I went away a few times.
You did.
When I was looking over at Chris and it kind of just pulls away.
Nom, 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 nom.